I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boy, I made a big mistake yesterday. And I just want to let you guys always remember to take your cell phone with you when you are going to the doctor's office.
Okay.
Yeah. Very important, because you don't have anything to do if you don't bring your cell phone.
Okay. I would say the corollary to that is always take your cell phone with you anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Because a couple reasons. One, you may need to get in touch with someone. Mm-hmm. Two, you may need information from that device. Mm-hmm. And three, you might be bored sitting in a waiting room somewhere.
I even take mine out to the yard to walk the dog.
Wow. Okay.
I will take my phone in case I trip and fall, or a snake bites me, or a coyote gets me.
Wow,
I
there can you have, go.
Yeah.
911.
Exactly.
Coyote bite.
Mm-hmm. Or there could be a nice selfie opportunity, too.
Out in the yard.
That's it.
So, I tell you what, when you don't have your cell phone at the doctor's office, there ain't a lot to do when you're waiting on the doctor to come into the room.
Actually, that's not true, Hawk. If you go through the drawers...
Yeah,
the cabinets, I found some interesting things.
That's what I want to share with you right now, some things that I discovered yesterday, things you can do while you are waiting on the doctor if you don't have your cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. You can guess how many tongue depressors are in that jar that's sitting there on the counter, and you can count them out. And if you guess within 10 without going over, you win.
Oh, good.
You did it differently than me.
Then you lick them and stick them back into the jar.
As I say, I thought those were popsicle sticks. And they don't have any flavor on any of them.
Yeah, they don't have any flavor. I'll just let you know. So
that's
if you
awful.
Go to our doctor today and he's checking out your tongue
Good
and
luck.
Your throat.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. You can run in place until you can hardly breathe and then hook yourself up to the blood pressure machine. And just see. I mean, that's kind of a game, too.
Oh, that's
yeah. Funny. Yeah. Just try to guess what it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just something you can do. Let's see, what else did I do? Is there something else? So you go through the drawers, Tom?
Yeah, I've gone through, like, the cabinets, and there's a variety of interesting things in there. Yeah,
have
there
you ever tried to blow up a rubber glove?
That's a good one.
You know what's really good, Heidi? Yeah. If you take one of the rubber gloves and put it on your head and pull it down over your nose and then breathe out real hard, you can inflate it, and you look like a rooster with a purple thing with a jigger. And whenever the doctor walks in, it's awesome, because they're like, and you're like, I'm here because my mental health has not been good lately.
Yeah, I should have put on the gloves yesterday, maybe had a puppet show or something. That's a good one.
That's funny, draw little faces on your
fingers. Yeah, that would have been funny. I didn't do that.
You ever rolled yourself up in the deli paper like a sub?
No.
You just laid out, rolled up on that bed.
Deli paper.
You know what? I always feel guilty when I... sit on that, because I don't want to wrinkle the paper.
Oh, yeah, I'll tear it.
I don't want to sit on your nice paper. It's so, you know, you're like a deli pickle.
You can also rummage through the garbage and kind of have it out on the floor in front of you, down on all fours in front of the garbage can with a piece of that deli paper hanging out of your mouth when they come in. That gets a weird look.
Yeah.
That's another mental health issue you have, Tom.
The nurses think I'm crazy.
You're at the wrong doctor.
Well, look at you.
You know that little thing that they I think they look in your eye and then they'll stick it in your ear?
It's got the flashlight.
Yeah.
It's called a something-a-scope.
I've got other things I'd like to look at through there.
Oh,
but
my
sometimes
God.
You can't do it by yourself.
So well, I'm you don't want to get caught by the doctor.
I'm about to carry a friend.
There you go. You just use your phone for that.
Well, you didn't have your phone.
You can squat down over your phone and get all kinds of
pictures.
I
didn't say where, Tom.
So next time he comes at you with that ear thing, you're going to say, where exactly has that been?
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you know where that thing's been?
Smell it.
You know what? But if you do have your cell phone, I think there are some opportunities there, though. Like you can take a selfie by the biohazard, you know, disposal box.
Oh, yeah, like you're trying to get in it.
Yeah.
Give me some of those.
I'll tell you a cool trick you can do if you ever get mad at your doctor and you want to get him in trouble. Bring one of those little baby cameras. What are they called? The little monitors, baby monitor. Oh. And put it up on the top of his shelf, looking down over the room. You don't have to connect it to anything, but sooner or later, someone's going to eventually notice it, and they'll be like, why do you have a camera up there in this room? And then he's going to be like, I don't, sure.
But you're not there to enjoy that moment, though.
Yeah. It's like, still cool to imagine it.
Why would you want to get your doctor in trouble?
Well, only if you were mad at him.
He has mental issues, remember?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, in case you forget your cell phone, there's a few things you can do at the doctor's office next time you're waiting on the doctor to come in.
This is why I just bring mine with me. It keeps me out of a lot of trouble.
Yes, yes, it probably should.
I'm ready to go to the doctor.
There you go.
I got to make an appointment now. I got all these ideas.
We got a text from someone who said they didn't have their cell phone. Their aunt didn't have their cell phone, and so she decided to paint her toenails, and the doctor walked in and called her paint her toenails at the doctor's office. You're waiting a long time there.
Oh, she didn't just have that gown on.
No, I don't think so. Just painting your toenails.
I also like to take off all my clothes when I'm just going in for a cold, and they walk in, and you're in there just, you know.
You're like, oh, doc, I'm sorry. I thought this was another exam.
No, you just tell them, well, the nurse told me to take off all my clothes and to wait for you.
So you want to get the doctors and the nurses in trouble.
It's fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.